The Rangers are honoring the injured Adrian Beltre for his 3,000th career hit earlier this season and presenting it with an all-terrain vehicle as part of the ceremony. Texas starter Martin Perez struggling early against the Yankees. He's down 4-1 in the third and facing Didi Gregorius.
He swings here and hits one high and deep out into right field. Loping back is Mazzara. This one is long gone. And he will punctuate it with a home run, his 21st of the season, to give the Yankees a 5-1 lead.
Rangers threatening to tie this ball game now.
And that one gets away. Here comes Chirinos, he'll score, and into second base to Shields, it's a new ball game. This one to the right side, through for a base hit, to Shields is in. Here comes two, he'll score, and the Rangers lead it for the first time tonight.
Heller the high set, the 0-1, swinging a hard hit ball, diving for it, Headley, he can't get it. It's by him and all the way into the right field corner. A two-run triple for Rougned Odor, and the Rangers lead it now 11-5.
A big win for the Rangers keeps them within 2.5 games of the Twins for the second American League wildcard slot. Here's the manager, Jeff Banister.
Yeah, huge for him. I think previous outings helped him build on what he did tonight. There was no panic in his game, even when we got down. Continue to try to make pitches to get the outs that we needed. Obviously, the second inning, very challenging after the misplay at second base. But stayed in the fight, kept us close, kept us in the fight, really. And it's huge. It's something that early in the season we didn't see from him. But I believe that the previous outings, these last five outings or so, have allowed him to gain the confidence to know that he can get out of those type of situations and then he can continue on.
It looked to us like Chirinos may have gotten banged up on the slide. It looked like he was maybe going a little slow around the bases. Was he okay?
He's been banged up for a while. It's September baseball, and there are a number of guys that all over the league, they're a little bit banged up, but able to manage his energy level, able to manage his lower half in certain situations. And it's a long ways from first to home for a catcher that's been grinding through.
See, you get down 4-0 against a guy who, as you well know, had been pitching very well. What did your hitters do well to get back into the game?
Well, they made him work and took advantage of some situations that they were able to get back in the count, grind through some at-bats, stayed in the middle of the field, and really took advantage of run scoring opportunities and forced him to get the ball up in the zone where they like to hit it. And so it's, again, similar to Martin, and the DNA of this club is there is no panic. They continue to stay engaged, stay focused, chip away, that's where we're at. We get down. It's even the couple nights ago in Atlanta, situation we were down. They looked to put one on the board. Mazzara came up with a big ball for us, but I think it's just these guys know that this is a solid offense. That if collectively they grind through at bats, make the pitcher work, that we're going to get some opportunities.
Are you starting to see your bullpen take shape?
Yeah, there's some guys out there that have given us some consistency in certain situations that we like, confidence in what they can do, kind of know what to expect in certain situations. The consistency allows us to try to match them up with the hitters that we feel that they have the greatest rate of success. And so they come in out of the bullpen, throw strikes, and don't walk anybody, continue to make their pitches. And so there are a set of guys out there that we have great confidence right now.
Anything else? What more can you say about what Elvis has done in the place of Beltre's absence here?
Grown up man in a situation that he's helping lead a team in the absence of the best leader we have on the field, and he's I guess if you want to say he's the next man up, he's the next man up in that department also. And so continues to come up with big hits, big situations for us, not only in run scoring opportunities, but even when we're down, to kind of jumpstart this offense.
So there was a big at bat tonight. It might have been, to me, Rodriguez coming in there and getting Aaron Judge here in that situation. What did that do for you guys there?
That's huge. Look, we don't get that out right there. It could be a different story. But for Ricky to come in, it's been a few days since he's been in the game, and the last couple times out, it's been a challenge for him. So for him to be able to do that, it's got to be a great boost for him.
Robinson Chirinos, the Rangers' backstop, goes 2-for-2 with 2 walks, and he scores 2 runs in the Texas victory.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really nice win for us tonight. I mean, we were having some problems in the beginning of the game, but we stick. I think our team.
Yeah, you give up the runs early, but then Martin settled down. You chip in. Everyone's chipping in right now.
Yeah, I mean, I took Martin in the dugout after the crazy inning. I say to him, just try to keep that game close. I think we're going to have a good chance to win this game, and he did. I mean, he went 5 2/3. He gave us a chance to win the game. And, I mean, the guys have been hitting really good. Thank God I've been able to contribute in this win tonight.
Ever since you took over the starting catcher's job a little over a month ago, you've been so locked in offensively. What's been the key for you?
I think getting good pitch to hit. I don't been chasing those, especially the breaking ball down in the zone. I've been getting good pitch to hit, and thank God I've been able to put a good swing and hit it where nobody's playing.
Do you sense the confidence building within this clubhouse?
Yes, I mean, this team never gave up. I mean, we've been the whole year battle and fighting for going back to the postseason, and it's gonna take every single pitch, every single game, and the guys, they're feeling good, so we're just gonna go day by day, and hopefully in the end of the season, we're gonna be able to go to the postseason, and I think the fans, they've been also support this team too.
Meanwhile, Texas starting pitcher Martin Perez improves to 12-10, and his ERA drops to 4.81.
You know, good game tonight. Second inning we don't make the plays, but that's part of the game. And, you know, I'm just trying to stay in the game because we've been up last month, and you know, we're hitting good. So I think it's not. 5 runs is not enough for you know we lose a game. So it's trying to stay in the game and trying to take the hitters early.
You think that's a situation you would have handled as well earlier in the season?
Yeah, before I would throw a lot of side to side. Now I was trying to throw it for a pitch for a strike, and after that spend the sun. And I feel great, and I'm gonna to continue what I've been doing and help the team for a win.
We've talked about it before, how we've seen flashes from you throughout your career. Now for you to put it together, is this who you are?
Yeah, I believe in myself, and I believe in my staff, and I know my teammates and the organization and the fans, they've been waiting for this, and it's time for do the thing that I know that I can do, and for win, and let's stay focused and see what happens.
How big is it to work with Robinson?
A lot. We got a good relation and in the field and outside the field. And, I never, when he put the fingers down, I never say no. I believe in him, and I know he got a good game plan. So I just throw what he called.
So in spring training, you said this is going to be a big year for you. And at the All-Star break, you said you're going to have a big second half. Is this kind of what you've been hoping for?
Yeah. I trying to, do good in the first half, but I don't get a good result. So now I got good stuff for compete and give it a win to my team.
The Rangers will lock up with the Yankees once again on Saturday. Andrew Kashner will make the start.